Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Daily Mail is reporting right now that the Seahawks star Richard Sherman says that they broke and cracked Peyton Manning's hand signal code during the Super Bowl so they would be able to predict every play and win. And I think that's good. The Broncos do not deserve any privacy. In fact, it's a sign of criminal activity to have any secrets. And I think it's good that the Patriots spied on other teams and stole their playbook. Remember that? And I think it's good that the Seahawks basically cheated because no one has any privacy. I think everyone should have plastic bags that are see-through, plastic clothing, so that you're not carrying a weapon. You might be a criminal. We're guilty until proven slave. And I think it's good the NSA preemptively spies on everything illegally. Because if you don't have anything to hide, why would you want to have any privacy? You need to let people have all your secret knowledge so they can take advantage of you. And of course, I'm being sarcastic here. I hear this mantra in controlled media and by a minority of people, because the vast majority are against illegal NSA spying in every poll. It's over 80%. Even with the media trying to sell it, some polls are over 90%. They say, oh, well, I have nothing to hide. I want them to know what I'm doing. I want them to keep me safe. What about criminal elements using your data against you? What about them selling your data? What about criminals getting your data? What about the 40 million credit card numbers from Target? The list goes on and on. Even if you had a good government that had this omnipresent surveillance, you would guarantee bad people would someday get in and use it to unleash hell. But there's an example. I mean, Peyton Manning's an upstanding family man, a Christian, no criminal record, Mr. America. Why should, you know, he have a secret hand signs? I mean, he doesn't need those. Why do you want to keep something secret, Manning? Oh, because the other team kept their play secret too? Because that's basically cheating? And you're not a cheater? It's one thing to study what they do, but it's another thing to get their actual playbook or their actual hand signs. That is cheating. But so what? So you lost, now we learn, because they cheated. That's what it is. It's cheating. You can say it's not cheating, but 20 years ago it was considered cheating. You know, now it's not even considered cheating. Oh, they give bounties to try to hurt people, to knock them out of the game. Oh, that's just being tough. Well, 20 years ago that was considered cheating. It's a total culture of corruption. And again, if I can hijack a football meme and get people thinking about reality by hijacking this gladiatorial event that certainly does have entertainment value, good. Because this is the same reason people say you should live in a glass house, you shouldn't have any privacy because you might do something bad. Take Tucson, Oklahoma, a couple years ago, said, we want to inspect all the backyard gardens. There might be marijuana. Oh, I'm growing tomatoes and squash and Brussels sprouts and corn in my backyard. I've grown all that before. Peppers, habanero, jalapeno, you name it. And so I need to have the police come there because my neighbor thinks it's kind of suspicious I'm out there growing things. And I've covered reports. It's on YouTube. Years ago where they SWAT teamed a whole neighborhood because they had bloodweeds growing in the drainage ditch behind six or seven houses. And the bloodweed looks a little bit like a marijuana leaf. Police didn't just pull up in the public right-of-way gully that was by the road and go and see it was bloodweed. They knew full well it was bloodweed with their photographs that came out in court. They just used the fact that it looked a little bit like marijuana to search, I think it was seven or eight houses, I forget. We went and interviewed them. I think the headline was police SWAT raid over weeds, over blood weeds, Austin, Texas. I say a few years ago. That was like 12 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We have got such a huge broadcast lined up for you today. Professional sports, more and more, has become little more than a government and corporate propaganda arm right out of the Running Man, or in reality, Roman gladiatorial events. And coming up for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour, the Fix Is In author, the showbiz manipulation of the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NASCAR. And we're going to be talking about, did he see any signs of any type of fraud or corruption or rigging of the game in the Super Bowl two nights ago? So that's coming up today. And then we also, on the transmission, are going to have the Food Babe on the broadcast. And she's had a big effect helping get things labeled in grocery stores and other events. And so she's going to be joining us coming up for the full third hour today via video Skype for TV viewers / audio for radio listeners. Okay, I've got so much to cover today. But in the last segment, if you just joined us, I began to get into the bombshell news because it ties into the NSA and it ties into the TSA and it ties into our entire culture. The internet, the real revolution against privacy and what that means. The Daily Mail is now reporting that star members of the Seattle Seahawks are now openly and publicly admitting, they're now publicly and openly admitting that they had broken Peyton Manning's codes. And so they knew what he was going to be doing before he did it, and that's how they completely dominated. Now, I'm no sports expert, but I have followed it in my life. I did grow up in Dallas, Texas, and was completely immersed in football until I was about 20. And back in the day, cracking someone's hand signs and then winning a game off of that was considered bad sportsmanlike conduct and basically cheating. Teams have always tried to figure it out, so you try to hide that information. And you try to learn what the team's going to do by how they line up and how they behave. But this shows how they won. And when the Patriots years ago got caught going and spying on practices and spying on the plays and basically getting the playbook, they ended up getting censured and getting in a bunch of trouble and were considered to be cheats. Remember that? Am I the only one that remembers that a few years ago? Was that 5, 6, 7 years ago? Time flies. Guys, look it up. When was the cheating scandal with the Patriots? Who didn't really need to cheat. They were such a great team. I don't even follow football, and I knew that. They would dominate. But this is cheating. It was 2007, so it was 5, 6 years ago. 2007 National Football League videotaping controversy, which was considered to be cheating. Now, regardless of what you think, it should be about the prowess of the teams, how hard they play, their skill, not about knowing what the other guys are doing, tapping their phone lines, or having moles inside their field houses. But that goes on, and it's dirty. People say, well, you got to do whatever you do to win. Well, how about you just drug the other team with sleeping pills then? The point is that, and I wasn't rooting for the Seahawks or the Broncos. Let's get that clear. I societally, as a phenomenon, the police state, the snipers, the checkpoints, the $1,700 nosebleed tickets, $10,000, you know, for good tickets, the tax exemption of the NFL running Scientology ads. And I'm not attacking Scientology. I stay out of it. But the point is they're running Scientology ads but won't let people run a Christian ad or a pro-gun ad that doesn't even show guns about the right of a man to protect his family. Daniel Defense. And they'll kick people off the show, off the Monday Night Football for criticizing Obama on Fox News, Hank Williams Jr., and then put Obama in his place on the Monday Night Football. And it's come out that Obama had given the football players positive tweets about Obamacare to put out before, during, and after the game. I mean, this is immersion in total and complete, absolute, over the chart, off the chart, over the top propaganda. Daily Caller reports White House wrote pro-Obama tweets for NFL players to parrot. I mean, this is a rigged system, just like a casino is rigged on record. You may like going in there and playing a rigged game. I don't. There's a lot of real risk-taking I can take in life for telling the truth and standing up to bullies and taking action and in business. That's where I take my risk, and I enjoy it. Not in rigged scams where I'm a chump walking in the door. So that's why I'm bringing this up here today, is because the fix is in at so many levels. And they now admit, Seahawks star Richard Sherman says they cracked Peyton Manning's hand signal code during the Super Bowl so they were able to predict every play. Controversial quarterback Richard Sherman said that he and the other defenders were able to crack the code on Manning's hand signals, said they figured out which plays were which with hand motions during the first quarter of the Super Bowl. Sherman equated the game to a mental match, saying they were playing chess, not checkers, on the field on Sunday. Seattle won 43-8 in surprisingly low-scoring game for the Broncos. And it shows how corrupt our society is that they don't even like to use the code words, blue 42 or whatever anymore, because they know that stuff gets stolen every time before the game. So then they have to meet hours before the game and go over new hand signals so that the other side isn't getting it. And I guess it does take to the level of literal war that this type of stuff's going on. So here's my point. Regardless of whether you think the Seahawks cheated, and they're hiding it in plain view, just admitting they did this, that's how arrogant and corrupt things have gotten. Regardless of what your view is about that, that's why we don't live in glass houses. That's why we have privacy. That's why we have encoding and encryption on our email. That's why you pull your blinds down at night, especially if you live in a high rise. That's why you lock your doors. It's because you do certain precautions to up your level of security and safety and privacy. And the basic instinct of a bird is to try to roost in a nest behind some leaves or in a hollow of a tree. Why? For security. And if you don't have privacy, you have no security. They've sold this equation of no privacy equals security. That's 2 + 2 = 1,000. It's pure bull. No. No security equals tyranny. Just like Peyton Manning didn't have his hand sign secret to his team, so they lost the game. And the people got a terrible game that was a shutout, basically, because of cheating, like a Don King fight, where the guys walk out, one guy's been told to fall at the beginning of the third. So he lets the other guy kind of beat him up. The other guy isn't too mean because he knows it's staged. They act like it's a boxing match. And every one of them's totally rigged on record. And so now people don't watch professional boxing because they know it's rigged. And you ruin the sport. Same deal. Just like you ruin a free market by having a rigged economy with insiders that are exempt from the regulations and things they foist upon the people. So that is the lesson of Super Bowl 48 and how it was stolen. Not by skill, not by prowess, not by focus, not by who worked out the hardest. No. It was stolen because they cracked the hand signs. And so the game wasn't about who was the strongest or who could catch the best or who had the best pass routes down, who had the best linebackers, who had the best offensive or defensive linemen, or who had the best quarterback. It was about who could cheat, basically. Well, if Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, with their divisions on Wall Street, create super fast trading algorithms where they hook computers directly into the stock market of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and siphon off a couple billion a day, rigging the whole thing, it starts really discrediting the stock market. And then when they take 40-something trillion dollars the last 6 years, 7 years since 2008, and pump it directly into the stock market, and it goes up to 16, 17, 18,000, I mean, of course it's going to do that, because you're putting fiat money into the only bubble that's left. And you're like, well, let us live by bubbles. That's all we've got. Hey, I hear you. I don't want it to pop. The problem is it gives the insiders who are in control of the bubble first dibs on the money, insider trading, insider knowledge on trillions of dollars a month. Meanwhile, they'll arrest Martha Stewart over stuff that clearly wasn't illegal. They'll try to put the owner of the Dallas Mavericks in jail because he criticizes Bush. Obama is now, you know, arresting filmmakers that criticize him with his Justice Department that ran Fast and Furious. This is what it's like to live in a mafia system. And this is why you do not want to have crony capitalist monopoly insider systems, because they wreck competition, they wreck markets. General Electric, for 6 years, has gotten hundreds of waivers on their power plants to run dirty, while their competition isn't even allowed to run completely clean. And the response is a doubling of energy prices the last 5.5, 6 years in the United States on average. A doubling in your electricity. And for the select groups that get to turn their plants up full blast and their competition gets mothballed or fined, as Obama said, you can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. He means he'll bankrupt who isn't part of his gang, General Electric, that the last 4 years, guess how much General Electric paid in the last 4 years in taxes? Zero. 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 And the head of General Electric ran Obama's economic council, and he lobbied to raise your taxes if you made over $125,000 a year. A couple quarter mil. Because he's a bastard. He's a piece of trash. He wants that money and banker bailout money that General Electric wanted, just like Warren Buffett. You want to know why I dislike Warren Buffett, that gangster trash? It's because they're running my life. They're the ones taxing me. They're the ones shutting down my economy. They're the ones squeezing poor people. They're our enemies. They've got the inside codes. They got the NSA data. So that's the bottom line, folks. Your data is valuable. Your privacy is key. And if you don't have your privacy, you're not free. You're a slave. Notice government wants more privacy than ever. It's come out that Congress has secret slush funds they live lavish lifestyles with, and that they've exempted themselves from almost every law. Well, that's how this works. That's how the globalists operate. That's what they do. And it's so elementary that they have just trained us to put up with anything and everything in this country. And now, as I told you a decade ago, it's mainstream news. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, for that matter, anybody that has hundreds of millions of people visiting them, are able to predict the future with almost 100% precision, to the point of Amazon now is testing and successfully doing it for a month, shipping packages, packaging them, preparing them, and even shipping them before you order, off of how your mouse moves over things, off your whole database history. They buy these NSA databases. That's the big dirty secret, is the whole internet has been built and set up and designed and readied to read your mind. And then if they can read your mind and predict what you're going to do, they can then put stimuli in to manipulate what you're going to do. And that has a name. It's called mind control, the end of free will. I mean, is it fun to be in a world where everything's rigged? Is it fun to watch a football game that's 40-something to 8 because they know what the other team's about to do and are able to basically cheat? I would not want to play a card game if I knew what cards my friends were going to be getting. I like to play cards when I have time. Poker, you name it. I'll play Uno with my kids, Go Fish, you name it. War, solitaire. Would you play a game if you knew the outcome? Would you get married if you knew the outcome? Would you have kids if you knew there was a predisposition that down the road, you might have some type of physical problem. Of course, they won't tell you that it's also what's in the environment that triggers that. They lie to you and say, oh, don't have kids now because you've got a 30% chance you're going to end up having a child that has some type of genetic disorder. And then now you're in the brave new world of picking and choosing the babies, but not even for a better race, quote, unquote. No. Now social engineering piggybacking into all the technology, genetic, electronic, digital, the systems of control to end free will so a bunch of globalist technocrats can literally play God. And so that's why I saw that article this morning about the Seahawks cracking Peyton Manning's code. You notice they said they did it right at the start of the game because it's considered cheating if you break it before. So they went, oh, we broke it right at the beginning. Yeah, sure you did. And they're saying that because they know it's going to come out later. So I guarantee you their coaches told them, don't be like the Patriots that lied about it. Get out front of it. See, I know how these propaganda operations work because I've watched it so many times. They just hide it in plain view. And they've gotten away with so much. In New York State, they're saying it's the law to take flu shots now on top of another 15 shots or so they claim are law and mandated to be in school. There's no law to take any of those vaccines. There's a waiver, but the law just says they'd like you to sign a waiver with the health department. It's the same in all 50 states that you're not going to get the vaccine and, quote, understand the dangers. Then they use that as a database of people to persecute who are not inoculated. But nevertheless, Rick Perry said 9 years ago, it's the law, you've got to take Gardasil shots, or 8 years ago. There was no law. We pointed that out. The hoax imploded. Mexico's an authoritarian state. They actually passed a law saying all girls have to take it. And it'll come out later. Most of them are sterilized. And the average, yep, you'll go, there's too many people. But you're sterilized too, dummy. It's done covertly. And if a government can do that covertly and lie and say it's the law, you think there's not other stuff going on? They're lying about flu shots. They're lying about Gardasil shots for human papillomavirus. They're lying. Oh, by the way, they didn't tell you if you're infected with one of the known 8,000 strains of human papillomavirus, that it actually reduces a whole group of common cancers down to almost nothing, that it's a natural inoculation, warts in the environment to viral cancer. Those studies have been out for 70 years, but it's conclusive now. That's why people that take the Gardasil shot, massive cancer increases. Their ovaries basically melt as well. But hey, if you like endometriosis, if you like your ovaries shutting down, if you like your body eating itself, if you like dying, take it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex
Jones, big news
and
coming
the GCN
up.
Radio Network. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're going to go over some of those stories in a moment and then give the phone number out. On the next subject I'm about to cover, I want to get your take on it. We're going to cover the move for total open borders. And what Sotomayor says, labeling illegal immigrants criminals is insulting. Well, if I go illegally to Mexico, they're going to knock my teeth out and rob me. So, I mean, America's hospitality is really being abused. This woman wants to ban guns, and she knows once enough illegals are here, they almost all vote to take the guns, and I'll be her slave. And I'm not your slave yet, you disgusting pig, you anti-government maggot. That's what she is. She's an anti-republic maggot. She's against our form of government. They're the anti-government people that want to overthrow the law and exempt themselves from it. Dianne Feinstein, Michael Moore are all maggot pigs. And I'm sick of these soft scum living off taxpayers while they have armed bodyguards. This pig has them. And she says you don't have a right to keep and bear arms. And they will get enough Supreme Court justices to take our guns and start the Civil War. That's their dream. Now, I'm going to tie this in, what I'm about to do, into a big stack of key news stories that are going to blow your mind. But first off, we are listener supported. And if you'll vote with your dollars and buy the high quality products that we offer at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, it will allow us to continue our operation and expand it. And it's a big nut to crack to have, I don't know, 7 writers, 5 reporters, crew, all of it. We've got 48 people working here, and I'd like to expand that and get a few more reporters. And we can do that if you buy the products. Plus, these are great products. In fact, if you're a TV viewer watching right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a radio listener, I will basically chronicle and give you a play-by-play. I'm looking at a big, delicious, steaming cup right here of Southern Mexican High Mountain Arabica, totally organic, out of incredible volcanic soil. I first drank coffee, organic coffee, I don't know, it was like 15 years ago, really, from Southern Mexico. And it was my favorite right away, but it was very hard to get it, and it was very expensive. Now co-ops have formed in the last decade as demand has increased. You can even buy similar coffee at Starbucks. It's about twice the price of ours. This is directly beyond fair trade to the farmers down there. To the point of we almost sold out of the bags we bought. We bought enough to bag 10,000. That's basically sold out. We just got another 6,000 in. That may be all we get. We may have to go to Guatemalan coffee that's almost as good right over the border, but very hard to prove it's totally organic if these 6,000 bags sell out quickly. Just to give you an idea, we're going directly to the farmers, and I'm telling you, it is amazingly good, this blend. 2 different types. One of them has this key reishi mushroom in it, known to boost immunity and really help prevent cancer. We've got 2 different brands of it, 2 different types of Wake Up America brand blend. And here it is, folks. The best coffee in the world, my opinion. Everybody says it's either their new favorite or of an incredibly good cup of coffee in their top 3 or 4 favorite types. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply go to InfoWarsStore.com. That brings you to the main shopping cart. InfoWarsLife.com brings you to our high-quality food products and supplements. We've only got 4 items, Supermel Vitality, Fluoride Shield, and Survival Shield. It's taken me 2 years to finally be able to bring you this coffee. It took me 6 months of research and trying to get it done to bring you this true Nation Iodine and the true Fluoride Shield and the Super Male Vitality that also works for women, quite frankly, better for women. But if you want us to say it's for women, we're coming out with one for women that's a little bit different soon. But quite frankly, this works even better with women. Just look, buy it. You're at least supporting the free speech and the First Amendment and a platform of liberty. And then try it. Take the challenge to buy some Super Male Vitality. Take the challenge to, for a month, go on, you know, one package of the Survival Shield and see what happens. Take the challenge. Get the coffee and see if you just don't love it. I mean, the full-bodied, delicious, this is my favorite coffee. So I brought it to you in a win-win situation. Pro Pure, Pro One, 2.0, best filters out there, stainless steel, blows away the competition, lower price with many other items than comparable competition. I just bring you the best water filter, 10% off promo code WATER. The Nation Iodine, I take it 3 times a day, probably double what the FDA says. I don't recommend you do that. Talk to your physician. I went through detox the first month. Now it just gets better and better. I can't believe how wonderful Dr. Group is. I mean, I'm not into guys, but I just want to hug him. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, he is a Green Beret. That's the crazy part. He's like a super nice, peacenik guy, and he's like a Green Beret. You know, I didn't even know that till I heard about it from somebody else. The point is, it was after they called him Green Berets when he was in the Special Forces in the 80s in Asia. The point is he's a really neat guy, and he developed this original type of Nation Iodine that nobody else has got, and let us be the exclusive folks that put it out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And when you shop and when you support us, just like you support farmers markets or the Amish or local media, your local AM and FM stations, your local newspaper, if it's even somewhat pro-liberty, you got to subscribe. You got to support the local businesses. I will go 10 miles out of my way to buy lumber from a mom and pop, even if they're jerks, even if they have problems. I know what they're going through. I will go 10 miles out of my way to go to a mom and pop restaurant before I go in a chain. Plus, the chain restaurants suck, unless it's like a Perry Steakhouse or something. I mean, it's just chains are bad in almost every case. You're treated like an animal. Unless it's something like Ruth's Chris or something. You know, some of the steakhouses get it down perfectly, and then you know, then you want to go to the national chain. But that's only for steakhouses, folks. The point is, in my experience, or maybe Ralph Lauren clothing. I mean, I'm not even into designer stuff, but the Ralph Lauren, for whatever reason, fits me better than other stuff. I got a weird size body, I guess. I got the upper half of like a 6'5" guy, and I'm 5'11". I just got a big upper size and, you know, small lower size, like a bulldog. This is why George Norrie calls me that. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to shop local. The system wants to extinct local barter and local economy. They want it shut down. They want it shut down. The big charities have gotten regulations passed trying to shut down small charities like United Way and the Red Cross, demonic anti-gun groups that steal almost all the money on record. The only national charity out there, and they don't pay me to say this, I've done the studies, almost 90%. It's gotten worse. It was 96% a few decades ago, but the costs and everything, bureaucracy now, it's like 89%, the Salvation Army. And I give money to the Salvation Army. Meals on Wheels, most of it actually goes to the people. My point is, you got to do research on what you support. And local is the answer. I cannot stress that enough. And now let me prove it to you, okay? Remember the story yesterday? In fact, people won't believe it. It was CNS News. It was also an AP out of Virginia. You guys pulled me that article about banning 8 kids in their own quarter-acre backyard for a 7-year-old's birthday party. I mean, I say that, and I think I'm lying. They're having to pass a law to allow birthday parties in America so the militarized zoning police don't show up. Here it is. Fox News. You can't celebrate America, school says. Students and parents at a Colorado high school are outraged after administrators turned down the request for a Spirit Week day honoring America because it might offend non-Americans. See, being American now means you pay all the taxes, all the regulations. You don't get the welfare. You're a chump. All over the nation, San Antonio last year, kids were wearing American flags, mainly Hispanic, chanting USA when they beat the other mainly Hispanic team from South Texas. There was a national story saying it was racist to chant USA. Maybe a little mindless, but that's what people chant when they think, you know, it's like hooray, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. It has nothing to do with being against USA! Hispanic USA! People. USA! Yeah, that was in a basketball game in San Antonio last year. Remember in San Francisco on Cinco de Mayo, the Hispanic kids all over the school, if they were wearing jackets with American flags or Old Navy shirts that had American flags, it turned out in several cases they weren't even wearing it because it was the week of Cinco de Mayo, and they were sent home, and it's in federal court last time I checked. In fact, let's prove it to folks. Search still about San Antonio basketball USA chant racist. USA chant racist San Antonio basketball. It'll come up. Here's the article I mentioned, CNS News from yesterday, in case you're a new listener, because I know this sounds crazy. Property rights bill introduced after Virginia woman threatened with fines for kids' birthday party. 8 children with, 10-year-old girls, and some were 7, there in Bonita's backyard, and the neighbors called the police, and they came and threatened them with $5,000 fines. Okay, that's yesterday. Now, here it is. You can't celebrate America, school says. They said they didn't want to offend anyone from other countries or immigrants. A 16-year-old member of the student council told me they just really did not want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So, see, that's like they say, don't be a cowboy or a Native American at a Halloween deal. What's that have to do with putting people down? Don't be a geisha girl, they've said at colleges everywhere. You'll be kicked out. That insults Japanese. Don't be a pirate. Don't be a... Again, it's all about we're all off balance. We have no free speech. But government can do whatever it wants. You can have black folks all over the country, because it's seen as trendy now, beating up white people on the street. I mean, you go down to 6th Street, folks, on a Saturday or Friday night, and you walk down by I-35, where 6th Street ends, and I'm going to go do stakeouts very soon when I get some time. I'm going to have my folks sit in cars and videotape this. Every night, people are beaten or stabbed or attacked by groups of racist blacks rolling whites and robbing them because it's acceptable to roll whites because whites are the devil. And the whites, of course, don't fight back because they've been taught if you have long hair and are a trendy, they know, and they test and talk to them. They don't do it to other blacks. They don't do it to other redneck whites. They don't do it to Mexicans for sure. That's a good way to get stabbed every time down there at night. No, ladies and gentlemen, they do it. I mean, They do it to white trendies who go, come on, bro, I'm down with you. You're down with me? And they beat them and take their stuff. So that's what's going on. This is the ultra-political correctness that they've trained everyone through guilt. I don't have any guilt. I've done nothing to anybody. I genuinely hate black racism and Hispanic racism against whites, and I'm so sick of it. Just like when I'd be in East Texas doing a job working for a large animal vet and you'd run into racist Klan people that say, you're not from around here, are you, Yankee? They don't even like the white people in some of those areas where they've taken control. I don't like ignorant gangs of morons who don't stand for anything except the fact that they're in a group. And it's disgusting. But it's kosher to be racist if it's against whites. It's acceptable in this country. And I'm tired of it, and I'm calling it out. And the media will not cover, other than Drudge Report has forced it out in the last 2 years, blacks attacking people all over the country. Every day there's an article about it. And you saw a university last week that said, oh, whenever there's an APB out about a black person attacking somebody, don't say the race if it's black, because we don't like hearing black males seen carjacking, black males seen robbing. Because that's politically, you know, incorrect to say we're on the lookout for a black male driving a red truck. Now, if it's a white male driving a red truck or a Hispanic male driving a red truck or an Asian male driving a red truck, that's okay. But do not say a black male. And do not have a Celebrate American Values Week, which we need. What are American values? It isn't bombing brown people and having checkpoints. They said they didn't want to offend anyone from other countries. The student council at Fort Collins High School has proposed having a day to celebrate the United States during next week's Winter Spirit Week. No. Spirit needs to be like celebrating Justin Bieber or something, or Obama. The young people pitched Mercia Monday and invited their classmates to dress in patriotic colors. I know what that means. Their proposal was promptly shot down by administrators as hurtful. They said they did not want to be exclusive to any one country. Exactly. You cannot talk about America in America. It's offensive. And this is not just some spot-checked point going on here. This is happening everywhere. It's not just some rare thing. Look at this article out of the Associated Press. It's finally, this happened 2 years ago, it's happening nationwide, finally making it into court. Students sent home for wearing U.S. flag shirts on Cinco de Mayo get day in appeals court. Racial tensions and gang problems were plaguing the North California high school. No, the illegal aliens were attacking people that said they were Americans. Where three students arrived for class in 2010 wearing American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. Unpleasant verbal exchanges. That's how un-American, or the word is, people always say, be tolerant. Oh, well, the illegal alien kids, guaranteed, they're so intolerant of the American flag. I mean, you have a Cinco de Mayo day or one of these illegal alien marches. I've got the video raising the kids up. Mexico, Mexico, we're taking over. Down with the gringo. The plan of San Diego. Well, I know what the plan of San Diego is. A plan to kill all white males 16 and up. And people are wearing plan of San Diego shirts. That's like a Klan shirt saying kill all blacks. I've gone out and protested the Klan probably 15 times. But the Klan doesn't say kill all the blacks, at least in public. Texas high school apologizes for fans' USA chant after basketball game. NBC News. See, I told you. There it is. We're not making this stuff up. It's total tyranny. It's beyond political correctness for total control. You can't wear American flags. What do the illegals do when Bush was trying to get amnesty and they had a PR firm for the Republicans in Dallas? It came out in the Dallas Morning News. Fund all the illegals in that big 2007 march that backfired with the Mexican flags. They were handing out American flags, but they threw them down. Because Mexico is a very old-fashioned country, very into their sovereignty. Can you imagine if 30 million Americans moved to Mexico and started running around waving American flags? You'd get shot, even though there's not a lot of guns in Mexico. And people say, well, this was Mexico, and it was France, and it was Russia, and it was Spain, and it was British. Different parts of the Southwest, from Texas to California, belonged to, it was a free-for-all, fighting the natives to see who could get it. And again, folks, I'm not against Hispanics, except the fact they're being brought up here as clients of the Democrats to vote for socialism and more open borders and to break the back of the country. And Sotomayor comes out and says it's mean to say that illegals are illegal. Sotomayor, labeling illegal immigrants criminals is insulting. They take our hospitality and literally turn it into a joke. I can't go to Mexico and get a baby paid for. They laugh at me. They've taken America's wide openness and some of America's problems from the past. And let me give you news. All cultures are racist. All cultures are tribal. They've always been that way. And the multiculturalists come along and say, we're going to end all that. But they only do that to get rid of the old dominant culture and bring in a globalist plastic culture where they divide everyone and play everyone off against each other. And expanding. They want to get rid of the culture of small businesses, of barter, of lemonade stands. Here it is in the news today. What's the point of regulating lemonade stands? Why is there a program, this week reports, nationwide to shut them down? Why can't girls sell cupcakes? Why are they doing this? Why is this happening? Because they're shutting down normal human sales, normal human activity for the big box stores with the Foxconn slave goods. The globalists want us to all live in a prison. Can you sell stuff in the prison outside of the commissary? No, it's illegal, though it still goes on. We all live in a prison. That's what America's converting to. That's what the New World Order is a prison planet. Everything you see in a prison, the groping, all of it.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience.
Imagine if Kurt Vonnegut 40 years ago would have written a future dystopic novel about America in 2014, where the NSA openly spies on everybody, nobody gets in trouble, even though it's totally illegal, where football games are rigged, where Al-Qaeda is openly run by the government, but they take our rights away in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, where the TSA sticks their hands down our pants and saves the images and admits that it's not stopping any terrorists, where the Supreme Court justice openly says she wants to ban guns, and openly the Democrats say they're bringing in illegals by the tens of millions to vote to take our guns and make us political slaves, and says it's not friendly and it's, quote, insulting to call people that are here illegally criminals. And it's insulting not to legalize them all and give them free everything when the country's going completely bankrupt and they're clearly a client state to take us over. And it's the same thing with Obamacare. Yo, it's racist to not be for Obamacare. It's just because you don't like Obama, his approval rating's dropping because you're racist. No, it says it's going to double and triple and quadruple the prices. It says it's going to kick kids off their existing plans. It's going to get rid of pre-existing condition coverage. It's going to be a tax to foreign banks that own the insurance companies. And the Supreme Court ruled that. It's written to create death panels and literally kill people. And the liberals are like, good, as long as I keep getting my freebies right now, kill people. Kill me later. I mean, if you like all the screw jobs that you've already gotten, if you enjoyed all those, you're really going to enjoy this. You're never going to hear Miss La Raza, Miss The Race, Miss Hispanic Supremacist talk about Gardasil shots sterilizing the women of Mexico. She's from Puerto Rico, right? They're doing it to Puerto Rican women as well in Puerto Rico. You're never going to hear her talk about abortions targeting Hispanics. You're never going to hear her talk about aspartame being so bad for Hispanics and the diabetes being up 3,000-4,000% in Hispanics. No, it's all going to be, I'm for your Raza. I'm a Latina woman. I know everything, and we're going to fight the racist, blah, 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 blah. Total and complete garbage. Total and complete bull you know what. Total and complete race politics, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute garbage. But the Mexicans, because that's mainly Mexicans, 80% of the illegals pouring in are from Latin America, almost all of those are Mexican, that are pouring in here are being taught in the Mexican schools, in the Ford Foundation-funded textbooks, that America is evil and racist and bad. And you turn on MSNBC, and it's the same thing, to create division, because the Democrats are the party of race, the party of the Ku Klux Klan. And they know what they're doing. And the Republicans are bought and paid for, too. That's why we're done until we fully admit what's going on and don't apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Remember the illegals rioting all over the country, pulling down American flags at post offices and stuff, stomping on them? Well, it's racist if you're not for it. And I watched those hippies on 6th Street. Turns out there's news reports about people getting beat up. It is being covered locally, but they won't say it's racial. And they sit there and beg on the camera, I'm down, bro. I'm down. I hate myself. I hate being white. Please don't beat me, bro. Don't tase me, bro. As the black pygmy group, and I would say that it was white guys, like the Oompa Loompa group, six Oompa Loompas with their girlfriends laugh as the two white trendies beg and plead and are kicked and stomped on the ground. Come on, bro, I'm down, I'm down, I'm down. Well, good, slit your throat then, whites. Prove it! All whites, kill yourselves to prove you're liberal and trendy. You probably will, so don't actually do that. Don't actually do that. No. It's not, no. You're not racist. You don't have to.
Visit
you don't have to. Now, the government does want you to probably chop your testicles off, though. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, my goodness. I almost got in here late. I apologize. I started eating my lunch during that one-minute break between hours and picking the fish out of my teeth. I'm trying to eat healthier, too, as well. Delicious coffee. I've been kind of ranting in the last hour. We have the best-selling author of The Fix is In talk about the Super Bowl and other recent sporting events. Does he think that he's got a new book out as well, Larceny Games. We're going to be breaking down the fact that that's rigged. Just like so many other things are rigged, people need to wake up and admit that they're rigged. And if we can undermine the system's biggest brainwashing system, the professional sports, and expose it and maybe reform it, that's a positive thing. So he's going to be joining us until the bottom of the hour, and then I will open the phones up. And then we have the food girl joining us, who's had some amazing victories herself in independent media, reaching hundreds of millions of people total. We're going to be talking about her, about the march to have success in having labeling on food, exposing Monsanto, and so much more. So that is coming up in the third hour today. And we'll have open phones in the second half of that on health issues and vitamin and mineral supplement news as well, and GMO news and whole food news on that front coming up. Some of the news that I have not covered yet, if you've just joined us, is that the NRA is calling 2024 elections do or die, vows war with Michael Bloomberg and Obama. And they point out that if we don't get libertarian pro-gun people elected to replace all these Republican and name-only people, we're going to lose the Second Amendment in 2015. They're going to start banning and registering where they haven't already done it. Everywhere they're in control, New York, Chicago, they take the guns. Europe, they take the guns. Australia, they take the guns. They will take the guns, and I agree with the NRA, who, by the way, 10 years ago was terrible, selling us out, part of the establishment. It was about 10 years ago that, God rest his soul, Chuck Heston started fading away and the NRA started really getting soft. And then it was Gun Owners of America that really put him on the hot seat and radicalized him, as the media calls it. It's not radical. And I mean, the face of a radical takeover, standing up to it is survival. It's not radical. But it's like, oh, it's incredible. You want to fly American flags. It's hurtful to the immigrants. Give them everything free. Sotomayor says on and on and on and on. Well, if you like globalism, you're really going to enjoy what's happening because this country's collapsing. Continuing here, there's a poll out via The Hill. Bill Clinton is the most forgivable liar.
I didn't lie to you. Well, I never said that.
Former President Bill Clinton is a liar. The public is most able to forgive nearly two decades after his affair with then-White House intern Monica Lewinsky because they went after him on something petty because the Republicans were up to their eyeballs in the missiles to China, the technology transfers, the corruption, NAFTA, GATT. That's why they never want to go after him because they're involved in it as well. I mean, look at this new 60 Minutes report. Congress using slush funds to bankroll lavish lifestyles. Hey, dummies, there's not going to be any good country in the future if you keep selling us out. What, are you all going to run to Switzerland? By the way, this has already been happening. This is kind of a whitewash, but worldwide cancer cases expected to soar 70% in the next 20 years. We'll be telling you why with that report. Also, corporate Soros axis, a Soros corporate power axis is funding. Well, we're going to break it down. They're predicting terror attacks.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As the NFL goes, so goes the rest of America. We've seen Obamacare promoted, anti-gun messages promoted. We've seen incredible corruption. We've seen, back in 2007, the Patriots caught spying on the other team's practices and basically stealing their playbooks. That is cheating, by the way, folks. And that's why I've been focused in on the NFL a lot the last few weeks, is because it just shows the bellwether, or the canary in the coal mine, of how wrecked our society's getting. Decades ago, if the other team cracked the hand signals of the playbook, it would be considered cheating if they won the whole game knowing what the hand signs were or if they'd stolen the playbook. Now the Seattle Seahawks quarterback comes out. It's in the Daily Mail. It's up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side, red-linked. Seahawks star Richard Sherman says he cracked Peyton Manning's hand signal code. That's how he was able to win the game. Well, what do you think Google can do, being able to predict the future of individuals and mass groups? What do you think Amazon can do, packaging your package and shipping it to you before you order it, days before, predicting the future? They can game the entire reality and end civilization as we know it. And our civilization is piloted by anti-human globalists who want all the advanced technology and life extension for themselves. So here's my question to the establishment. Do you really think you're going to do this to humanity and not have it come back on you? You really think this evil nature that you don't think is evil is all, but is survival of the fittest, social Darwinism? Do you really think you're going to get away with this? Turn back now. Empower humanity. Don't cheat. Don't take the dark side path so you can dominate and be in charge. Empower everyone. Trust in God. Do the right thing. Turn back now. And I don't think everybody in the power structure is going to do that, but I know a lot of people in the power structure, highest level of Hollywood producers, Hollywood stars, major banking, major media people, royalty, Japanese government, number three in the Japanese government, listen to this show. And I'm nobody special. I just care about humanity. I'm worried about the crisis we're entering. And other people won't tell it like it is, so nature abhors a vacuum, so Infowars.com, this radio show, is rising. We have found the zeitgeist, which is human empowerment. Out of love, not out of some type of marketing research, not out of a focus group. So by predicting the future off of the mass movements and quantum computers, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and others can control the future. I don't want to live in Bill Gates' future. Resist everything they're doing. Say no to them. Buy local. Shop local. Go see your local hockey team. It'll be more entertaining anyways. If you're into sports, go be on the local softball team or baseball team. Get into sports yourself. That's all healthy and good. They've taken something so good like sports and ruined it. until the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get into all the other economic news, stock market news, political news. It's all coming up. But until the bottom of the hour, we're joined by the author of The Fix Is In, and he's also got a new book out, Brian Toohey. And, of course, he was a big commentator across the board on TV and you name it, until he just began to learn that the fix was in, and the FBI admits the fix is in. Doesn't mean the whole games are rigged, but key plays, key kickoffs, key basketball, he was saying, is amazingly corrupt. I want to get his take on the Super Bowl we just saw and any other big events where the fix has been in, because the fix is in on the stock market. The fix is in on interest rates. We told you that over a decade ago. Now Rolling Stone's confirmed it. Remember that headline? The fix is in on everything. LIBOR. The fix is in on the stock market with the high-frequency trading. Just realize that we don't want a chump economy. We don't want to be in a rigged system. We want to be in a system where the individual's empowered, not where the whole thing's gamed. That'd be like putting a baby in a box for the first 5 years and feeding it through a feeding tube and then opening the box up and saying, look, the baby's retarded. I'm smarter than it. And then killing it with a meat cleaver, going, I'm dominant. I locked it up and dumbed it down and gamed it. I'm the king. No, what's dominant is empowering everyone, having a level playing field, being honorable, and then dominating in that system, or at least doing well in that system by being honorable. That's called chivalry, ladies and gentlemen. Every culture had it that rose. The ancient Romans were full of chivalry, more than the English knights. Then they got decadent and had their decline. The Greeks were very chivalrous and then became corrupt in their different city-states. It's the same story, folks. You go through cycles. George Washington was a great knight in shining armor, and then things became corrupt. We need to rediscover that, and I'm telling you, the NFL is not the example of wholesomeness. Look at this. Not only was the game rigged, knowing the hand signs, that's why they dominated Peyton Manning. That's why the game was so terrible. So it was rigged on that front. Now it's come out that Obama, the Daily Caller reports, and the White House admits it, gave the key players who were their buddies information on what to tweet out to create that illusion. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. Just be aware that there's stuff being gamed going on. Brian, thanks for coming on short notice. You've got the floor. Tell us about what you saw with your expert eye, what your inside FBI sources are saying. Was this game rigged, or was it so rigged because the Seahawks knew the plays that it was a terrible game?
It's hard to say. Thanks for having me on, by the way, Alex. But the thing with it is people don't believe that this is possible in the United States. And I think that's the biggest misconception that I tried to prove. I mean, I cannot say for certain whether the Super Bowl was rigged. And I don't think anybody else out there can really say for certain that it wasn't rigged. But the fact of the matter is one of the world's biggest sporting events, actually the biggest sporting event, the World Cup, which is coming up in Brazil in 2014. We know World Cup soccer matches have indeed been fixed, and we can prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt. If they can fix the world's biggest sporting event, who's to say they couldn't fix the Super Bowl? I mean, it's a football game. That's all it really is it's merely a football game. And the fact of the matter is that gamblers have been able to get to soccer players to get them to fix matches. They've been able to get to tennis players, got them to fix matches. Cricket players, got them to fix matches. They can get to our college athletes and get them to fix matches. Why do we believe the NFL, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, all these are immune from such corruption when you look around the United States and you see corruption in everything, be it business, politics, or even religion, unfortunately. And the fact of the matter is, with the NFL, with all these major sporting leagues, they are an entertainment industry. They are show business. They will argue this. They have argued this in front of the Supreme Court. And because they are show business, they can legally manipulate their own games and get away for it. If the NFL wanted to fix the Super Bowl, they could do it legally, and no one has any recourse or legal obligations to fight them on that.
What do you make of the quarterback saying they knew Manning's plays?
Well, you know, they very well could have figured it out. That could be a very legitimate thing, or someone could have tipped them off. Someone could have given the heads up and said, hey, if he does this, this is what the Broncos offense is going to do.
Exactly, and that's basically illegal, so they claim they broke the code instead of having a mole give it to them.
Exactly. And I mean, this has been going on for sports for decades. I mean, the famous shot heard around the world, which is in 1951 between the Giants and Dodgers. Supposedly they were stealing the pitching signals and knew what pitch was coming before it was thrown. I mean, this is nothing new in sports. If this truly is what happened, it could have been a tip off. It could have been something they figured out. But, you know, to think that these games are always on the level, I think, is very naive. I think it's incredibly naive.
Of course.
People can be gotten to. I mean, that's the bottom line. The mafia knows how to get to people. The government knows how to get to people. And because the NFL has become over and above everything, I mean, in terms of sports, it's become a national holiday, the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a great
thing. And look at how the security's paid for by government. They're tax exempt. The NFL's tax exempt. They're really above the law. So the biggest, most corrupt thing is the prime suspect. You've got a new book out called Larceny Games. I haven't read it yet. Tell me about that.
Larceny Games is based on interviews with the gambling insiders in the sports gambling industry, as well as former FBI agents. But mainly it's based on over 400 FBI files I obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. And when the NFL claims we've never had a game fixed ever in our history by the mafia or you know, professional gamblers, these FBI files that I unveiled, which nobody else ever accessed before, I mean, ESPN didn't get it, Sports Illustrated didn't get them, I was the one who went out and got these. These files clearly show that the FBI had numerous information on numerous games, numerous Hall of Fame players and athletes who were involved in not only gambling on their sport, but potentially fixing games. I mean, it's stuff that should be front page news in these major sports media outlets, but they refused to cover it. I mean, they outright refused to cover this information.
Well, sure, the FBI until the early 50s said organized crime didn't exist because J. Edgar Hoover was getting paid off.
Oh, yeah. But the fact of the matter is it's funny when you read some of these files, and some of them exist before the passage of the Sports Bribery Act, which happened in 1964, and it made it illegal on a federal level for someone to bribe a player, an athlete, or a coach to fix a game, alter the outcome of a game. The FBI had great information on players who were gambling. They had great information on owners who were gambling. And they really did nothing about it until 1964. Then they started to investigate this stuff. And what they found, I think, was very shocking. And I think if fans and people read Larceny Games, it will change their understanding of not only sports gambling in the United States, which is a massive illegal enterprise worth hundreds of billions of dollars, but it also changed the way they look at the leagues and look at the league security divisions, which are supposed to be investigating this stuff.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, they're running the whole operation. Do you ever get told to shut up? Because I know you've been on ESPN hundreds of times before you even wrote this book. I knew that you used to be a total sports junkie. Do you ever get phone calls and said, hey, shut up?
No, they don't touch me because really the information I have, I think, is untouchable, is unquestionable. Now, people may not agree with the conclusions I reach, and I can understand that. But a lot of people, you know, out there, people in the sports media will try to belittle me. They will try to, you know, call me a fool, call me an idiot for believing such things. But they're covering up for themselves. I mean, let's face it, ESPN funds the NFL. They fund the NBA. They are not about to do real investigative work on these leagues that they fund that in turn fund them. I mean, it's an incestuous relationship.
Sure, and they're tied into the Justice Department pushing propaganda and brainwashing people, as the Attorney General has said, and they call you a conspiracy theorist. I've seen that. I mean, it's a fact that they're rigging games. There's a fact this stuff goes on, and so they call you a conspiracy theorist. Like Obamacare is a giant screw job. They call me a conspiracy theorist. Well, no, it is a screw job, folks. We'll be right back.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll. Say hi to Dave.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Dave Mustaine's a daily listener, good friend of mine. Not name dropping, because every time I hear Dave, I want to say hi to him. Roll, especially on the road. When they're rolling down the road in the gremlin, they're listening to the show a lot of times. So I want to say hi to Dave. Megadeth. Amazing band live, ladies and gentlemen. He's not faking it. You know, most rock and roll bands, even the new ones, play a whole track over it and act like they're playing. Almost all rock and roll, hip-hop, it's all fake now. But bands like Megadeth, it's all real. All real. That's very rare. Black Sabbath tour, totally fake, folks. Just to give you a little tip. But they don't even have a track playing. They got real musicians behind the thing playing. I'm not going to say anymore, just unbelievable country. Dave didn't tell me that. I was told by others. And actually was listening to Eddie Trunk live on the radio and he was admitting it. I mean, just who wants to go hear something that's totally fake? I mean, they can't get Ozzy out of his diapers long enough to literally to be able to roll him out there crapping all over the stage. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just giving you the reality here. Let's go back to Brian Toohey. Brian, other points about the Super Bowl and how political it's become. That's why I'm sick of sports, is the anti-gun messages, the Obamacare messages, Obama in Monday Night Football intro. I mean, I'm about to puke here. What's some other big corruption news you've got going on?
Well, you know, go back to your point you're just making about like music being fake. I mean, you think about the entertainment industry in general, and you think about, like you say, Britney Spears lip syncing music. You think about, you know, what they could potentially do with the voting in American Idol. And you think about these reality television shows and how they stage things and reenact things and have the producers manipulate things to get certain things to happen. That's exactly what I'm saying sports has become today. It's become an entertainment show. And they're doing the best they can to put on the best show they possibly can, to get the highest ratings they can, to get the most advertising money they can. And they can do all of this legally. A lot of fans want to say, well, this is sports, this is pure. But the fact of the matter is, it's entertainment now. And what the Super Bowl was a massive television show. That's all it was. It was a television show. And they used it, like you talk about, to, you know, push certain political agendas and certain ideas onto a mass of people, 10, 11 million tuned in.
And they've taught the public that none of that exists. You tell them most live music is not live if it's a big national act. That's just a fact. That's well known in the industry. They go, you're a conspiracy theorist. You tell them that a lot of sports are rigged or paid off. They tell them you're a conspiracy theorist. You tell them the Federal Reserve is private, which is a fact. They tell you you're a conspiracy theorist. The word conspiracy theory is like a crutch for dumb people, I think.
Well, what it was, I think, is because skeptics hijacked the word skeptic. You know what I mean? They turned skeptic into towing the party line. Whereas supposed conspiracy theorists are really the skeptical ones. We're the ones who are questioning the status quo. We're questioning what we're being presented. Meanwhile, the skeptics are just backing that, just saying, well, you know, you're crazy because you don't think the way everyone else thinks. Well, that doesn't mean we're wrong. I mean, just because you don't like it, you can't just call yourself a skeptic and call me a conspiracy theorist. And if anything, maybe we're both skeptics, but it's not. But
by the way, I'll throw in a little secret about Megadeth, because I've gotten to see it like five times, which is really good. In the dressing room, they play the entire hour and a half, 2 hours, the whole thing before they go out with amplifiers and everything in a room. And I can just sit back and, you know, sip on iced tea or whatever and see the whole concert. But the point is to then learn that most other bands literally just play a soundtrack now. Can you believe that? I mean, and by the way, it didn't used to be like that. It's getting worse and worse. We're, I guess, because the public will accept it. Why not just have holograms at the concert?
Well, I mean, you think, go back to the Super Bowl and you think about how much time and energy, effort and practice like the Denver Broncos put in, and how great Peyton Manning is. He's a 5-time MVP. And I mean, he's a legend. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's already won a Super Bowl ring. And then you see what they did on that field on Sunday. And you think, well, where did all that practice go? Where did all that preparation go? How did it just completely fall apart? Was it really just that Seattle's defense was that good? Was it because they knew his hand signals?
No, Seattle's bragging that they had the hand signals.
Yeah, but I mean, exactly. Was something else going on that we just weren't alert to, that we just didn't know as fans, that we were being shown one thing and being hidden from something else? I mean, that's what I talk about in sports, is I want people to think of sports in a different light. I want them to take this
sure
and realize.
What do you think happened with the power going off last year?
Oh, I think that was a complete fake. I really do.
Because they make millions of dollars every 30 seconds with the viewers, and if you have a power outage for a few minutes, that gets everybody to tune back in to pay attention. And yeah, I agree with you. Totally staged.
Well, I think the sign about the, you know, the blackout was, look at how much security they put in. Supposedly they had, you know, millions of dollars they spent. They had snipers hidden.
I want to do 5 more minutes with you. You can do it. I want to ask about this guy that snuck through with the 9-11s, an inside job. We had him on exclusively yesterday. So I want to ask you about that. And yeah, the whole security theater, it's incredible. Final segment. We'll do a few minutes with our guest. Then I'm going to give the phone number out when we come back. I'll take your phone calls on this issue and others straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
And again, that was Matthew Mills. We played part of it. We're going to play it again for everybody here, where he went into the Most Valuable Player press conference, infiltrated throughout all the security while the MVP was mumbling, one of the linemen, and pointed out that 9/11 was an inside job perpetrated by people inside the government. And regardless of what you think of that statement, regardless of what you believe really happened there, it shows the security is total theater and nothing but a big police state power grab. I mean, they never had this stuff in the past. And then meanwhile, our own government's funding al-Qaeda overseas. Let's play the full clip here.
Investigate 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
And again, that only lasts like 10 seconds, but it had such a big effect. And we had that gentleman on the show yesterday, Brian Toohey, author of The Fix Is In, the showbiz and manipulation of professional sports. What's your take on that and the security point you were getting into?
Well, isn't that just that one incident kind of a microcosm, like you say, of the American security state? That we supposedly have all the security, and that this guy with a pass to a music festival walks right through all the Super Bowl security, all the way into the press conference and all the way up to the microphone. I mean, imagine if he did manage to get a gun in there. Imagine if he was some sort of terrorist or something like that. I mean, that's how ridiculous the security state is. But going to the Super Bowl, going back to the blackout, I mean, think of all the security they had in place in New York here. They had all that same sort of security in place in New Orleans. But the fact is, when the power went out, no one panicked. And that, I think, was the biggest tip-off. Is if you think about what just happened at the Super Bowl, you know, again, the biggest TV broadcast in America every year, and the lights go out, and nobody panics and wonders, was this a terrorist attack? Did Anonymous do this? What happened here? They all just sat there and said, oh, the power went out, no big deal. I think that's kind of a tipping sign, a tipping point that shows that, you know, a lot of this stuff just isn't what you really think it is.
Well, I agree with you. And then meanwhile, every halftime show I see has weird sex magic rituals. For those that don't know, weird Illuminati connotations. You see the Grammys full of that. Any idea on why they're always putting the occult into these primetime events now?
It's really hard to say. I mean, that's not something I ever really looked into. But if I think if you look into the fact of the people who own these NFL teams, who own these professional sport franchises, I think you'd find that these guys are some serious bigwigs. I mean, Paul Allen is the owner of, you know, the Seattle Seahawks. And I think if you see what the government gives to these professional sports leagues, like you mentioned before, you know, the tax breaks, the tax exempt statuses, they build stadiums, I'm for crying out loud. I mean, this is the modern bread and circuses, except now it's, you know, especially flavored potato chips in the NFL. But it's the same sort of thing. It's still distracting us from more important things. It's become a soap opera for many people, many men, and it's distracting them from bigger and more important issues in this country.
Well, that's my issue. You've got the male role model pulled down in all the other TV images and the culture on purpose so the state can be the father, and men and women are both the wives of the state now, or kind of the prostitutes of the pimp, the slaves of the owner. But it's just sick how then they hijack one of the final, you know, examples of, quote, manhood and turn it into a government extravaganza. What are you working on now in closing? What are some other corruption points in sports that you've been covering?
Well, one of the things I'm working on is that I have an article that should be coming out. I worked with Lance Williams, who co-wrote the book on Barry Bonds and Balco called Game of Shadows. And we have an article coming out about potentially fixed baseball game from 2012 and what Major League Baseball did to cover this whole thing up. And, you know, my book Larceny Game is based on all these FBI files. I still get FBI files and FBI information about corruption within these sports. And I'm going to keep publishing it as long as people let me. I mean, I write for sportsonearth.com, which is affiliated with USA Today. And somehow they let me put some of this stuff out there. And I think, you know, if fans look at it and really think about it, I think it'll open their eyes to what's really going on in professional sports and then what that means for the rest of the world.
Now, we've seen the third world caught over and over again in the World Cup in open corruption. We know that it's happening everywhere. From your research, is it getting worse or better?
It's getting worse because there's more and more money involved. I mean, they estimate perhaps as much as $1 trillion is bet illegally on sports around the world every year. In the United States, it might be as much as $500 billion bet illegally on sports. And that's not like a bet between you and me. That's a bet between me and my bookie. That's what's illegal. And if there's $500 billion being wagered illegally in the United States, nobody can tell me otherwise that that sort of money cannot and has not influenced the games we watch. It's just naive to think so.
What is your gut about what happened with Super Bowl 48? Because, again, regardless, it's a way to wake people up to the corruption. I mean, all the experts, almost all of them, thought that Peyton Manning and the Broncos would win. And then you see that near shutout, and then you see them bragging, "We broke their hand" signs, openly trying to say it so it doesn't look like fraud. But for me, that's basically cheating. And so right there, it looks like the fix is in.
And it very well may have been. Like I said, I can't argue for sure that that was definitely fixed. But I know for a fact the NFL made money on that game. Fox made money on that game. The Las Vegas sportsbooks made money on that game. The illegal bookies made money on that game. Everyone profited. And what do they say about conspiracy? You know, if everyone profits, Don Derek called it a conspiracy, correct?
That's right, my friend. Well, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Look forward to talking to you again. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate you having me on today.
You bet. One conspiracy theorist to another. Of course, a conspiracy theorist is one who's informed and does not believe known liars. It means the opposite of a chump. Now, Cass Sunstein has bragged at the White House, and before he was at the White House 6 years ago, 7 years ago, in the Harvard Review and others, also Chicago Business School, he writes for both, that they would infiltrate alternative media and create infighting, number one, and discredit the entire movements out there putting out cockamamie ridiculous news. And you see that out there. This person's really that person. You know, the center of the earth is hollow and there's an alien base in there. You know, all of this is done basically to then be so far out there that they can say, "I don't think aliens run the planet secretly and the Federal Reserve's private." And they equate the two there. And look, nobody's perfect. People could say, I get all excited and wacky and stuff, and that discredits things. But in the final equation, I'm covering real news. I'm real. Judge a tree by its fruits. I have woken up, pretty scary to say this, most of the people that are active out there today will tell you that I woke them up. And I'm the most common person you see cited online for getting people to think. So judge a tree by its fruits. We're doing really good work by the grace of God, and I'm trying to do a better job. But we also try to act as a platform to have other amazing people on who are doing really incredible work. And the Food Girl. So we're talking about some really big news. The Food Babe is going to be joining us to talk about the whole waterfront here with the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's happening with the movement towards getting true organic labeling and true organic quality versus the attacks by the establishment out there to stop labeling and so much more. She's going to cover the waterfront with us coming up in the next hour. I want to hear from you, though, on children in high school and junior high students in Colorado are not allowed to have American flags. They're not allowed to talk about America. They're not allowed to propose America for Spirit Week to talk about what makes America great, Bill of Rights, Constitution. But you're allowed to learn that the U.S. really belongs to Mexico in public school and have Mexican flags everywhere on Cinco de Mayo. There's more articles out today where they are teaching kids the Quran and the Muslim holidays and holy days in public schools nationwide. And I'm not attacking Muslims here. My point is everything's acceptable except American culture, because the globalists want to get rid of that. Because owning guns, men being men, private property, that's a threat to the power structure. They want to make every other subgroup acceptable except gun ownership's bad, white males are bad, the family's bad. Now, there's more articles out today where White House advisors, here it is, you know, are coming out and saying your kids belong to us. I mean, it's just they're normalizing their out-of-control behavior. And what do you make of, I mean, is it cheating? People are going to say, why are you covering sports? I'm not covering sports. I'm covering fraud. When I talk about how most rock bands and hip-hop bands have a total tape playing digitally, and they sing along with it, and it's totally fake, that's a fact. And it's not about music. It's about things being a fraud. It's about getting people to think outside the box and realize that we're being manipulated. That's the answer, to not be chumps. I want to hear from you on these issues, whatever issues you want to cover. First-time callers, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, I want to show you a news article. I want to show folks InfoWarsHealth.com on screen. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. They had a Clemson major year-long scientific double-blind research study where they were doing it with different tissue samples and not even telling the researchers what they were doing. And they found, in some cases, over 90%, generally 60%, kill rate of cancerous cells in the colon with Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That we have the 2.0 fully organic type and the old-fashioned type, my favorite. It's almost completely organic, but it's hard to certify hundreds of ingredients. That's all available discounted with free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's upwards of 400 great items on there. You can also join the InfoWars team at InfoWarsTeam.com. That'll take you to InfoWarsHealth.com as well and get discounts and be able to be a distributor. But that's InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. And I want to show you this article while we're talking about it. Worldwide cancer cases expected to soar by 70% over the next 20 years. New cancer cases expected to grow more than 14 million a year in 2012, from 2012 on, with the biggest burden in low and middle income countries. And it just goes over the incredible toxins of industrialization. And that's absolutely right. And cancer's already more than doubled on average since the 50s. A lot of it's the Gardasil vaccines and before that the SV40 viruses and the polio vaccines. I mean, I've had national media say, why do you claim there's cancer viruses and vaccines? And I just look at them and say, it's on record. I mean, it literal ignorance of these people is just absolutely, totally mind-blowing. So the answer to that is exercise, purified water with the ProPure water filtration systems, discounted 10% off, promo code WATER. Again, you can go to InfoWarsLife.com to find the water filters, the high-quality Nation Iodine Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or, again, as I mentioned, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other great products at InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I want to give the number out for first-time callers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I will go directly to your phone calls. But this week, newspaper asked the question, why is there a war, like Forbes asked last year, on lemonade stands? And the answer is they want to extinct barter, local sales, people voting with their dollars. The big box stores around the country with the Chinese slave goods, they don't want you buying local. That's why I said with the media or with organic foods or with anything, you've got to vote with your dollars. You've got to build an alternative to the system before they've got their cashless society in place to totally lock everything down. That's why the globalists are making their move right now on every front to shut down bake sales, to shut down little kids baking a few cupcakes and sell them to their friends, sending a SWAT team, basically. They're doing all this to answer the question of this week, why is it happening? But the good news is there's going to be a national movement now to have more lemonade stands to counter this. This is a revolution of the bureaucratic class against us. And guys, will you relaunch the phone system? That's a daily reboot. That's down. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Saw that was down at the start of the show. Need to reboot that. Keep our eyes on the screens in this operation as we basically fly through the media here in the info war. There they are. I got my calls. I can take them. Justin in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. Go ahead. First-time caller.
I just wanted to say, just quick, your Nason Iodine has been working great for me. I really love the water bottle and the fluoride shield. But the point I wanted to make was, do you find it ironic with the constant conditioning to the people, let's say for the gun agenda, they try to... basically, at first, they condition us to be kind of numb to war and the death and everything, but then at the same time, they want to get a rise out of us when there's a tragedy. Doesn't that kind of, don't you think, bite them in the rear end?
Well, sure. I mean, they haven't perfected their social conditioning operations because they're humans as well. And they want to use our human emotions at other times to be able to turn them off when they want. They want to make us like robots. But being aware of the attempt to make us robots and not have individualism is the way to defeat them. I mean, look at all these people with the body modification and the tattoos, and some of it looks good. You know, I'm not bashing people that do that. My whole point is that a lot of times I find they're actually more individualistic and care about freedom more because they started out trying to be individuals and basically differentiating from the system, like you differentiate from your parents when you're 13 and, you know, might do some stupid stuff in that process, but moving towards freedom. Some of the most sedated people are those that wear the business suits and think they're part of the establishment and are going along with the whole show. But I think the answer is making a break with the system.
Right. I totally agree. I also just want to say a big thanks to the Super Bowl guy from yesterday. If we can get more people to get out there and do their own thing and get people to wake up and really get in the spotlight, I think we can really change it. I try to preach that, you know, the only reason they've been able to pull this off is because it's been, you know, behind closed doors without our knowledge. If we had consent of this, we'd never agree to it. So once we get everyone aware and everyone on the same page, we can change the tide.
I totally agree with you. God bless you. Let's jam in Lab Rat. We're all lab rats in the scientific dictatorship from Mexico, and we'll hold he or she over to the next segment. Lab Rat, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you finally. First time caller, long time listener. I can't say too much, or they will ping me and voice ID me. I want to tell you, after 20 years in the entertainment industry and moving to New Mexico, you can extrapolate what goes on out here. And I started working in the mobile industry. I worked with a guy who was doing stuff. And tell your listeners to Google, or sorry, search engine, Semantic Web. And the Semantic Web technology allows us to find every single thing that you've ever said or done, things you've posted 10, 20 years ago when the web was just nascent. And
hold on, I want to explain that when we come back. Explain what this web is. For those that don't know, like the technology that's 7 years old, like Shazam, where you can hold your phone up and tell what any song is, that's used to map everything you've ever done. I'll explain when we get back. Public is not conscious. The scientific studies show it. They're in a trance state. The general public is not even there. They're in a trance, just wandering around. No one hears anything. No one's alive. Unless they want to be when they're watching a TV show. Television has killed our culture. That's why I'm saying search this on air. Look at this article. Pull this up. I'm trying to make it interactive. Using the evil medium of visual television to try to wake people up. And I don't even know if it's effective. I mean, you can't get the average person to even hear what you're saying nowadays. And the more you beg somebody to please understand what you're saying, the more they won't understand it. That's why it's hard to sell your family on good ideas, because they don't want to listen to you. And it's very, very sad. We were talking to Lab Rat in New Mexico, and he was talking about voice print analysis grids. And my thing is, so what if they know who you are? Of course, they can fake people's voices 20 years ago with the voice print systems, and now with the computing, it's getting faster and faster. So go ahead and make your point, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Let me try and put it in a nice media bite for you. I think I might have miscommunicated. It's not so much about voice analysis. It's about being able to take everything that you've ever done and create the predictive analytics that you talk about. And everything you just said just now is probably the most perfect encapsulation of trying to wake other people up and the problems that are inherent. I noticed you could manipulate people on the stage using technology for 20 years in the entertainment. I'm not going to get into name dropping. I got out of it. I got into technology. I moved here. You know what's here. Every secret lab in the planet, everything that you can think of, everything you ever talk about is all here in plain sight. They call Santa Fe Langley West. The biggest nuclear repository is in Albuquerque, not in our missile silos. Anyway, I started working with a guy who had created eHarmony, and when you start to match things and you can get the computer to create perfect matches, and you have all the data, which is really like the new oil. It's a byproduct, like carbon dioxide, of our existence. 4 trillion data points are created every day, new ones. And people give out their data like they exhale. When you take all that data and you scrape it, like oil, you mine it, you refine it, and then you use it to fuel the engine of commerce or steer things your way. We can predict movements before they form, steer them where we want them, and get them anywhere they wanted to go. I worked with continuity of trading, some of what you were talking about earlier while I was back in New York. Guys made $20 billion during 9/11 because they were able to keep continuity and do thousands of trades per second while everybody else was staring at buildings coming down. They were choppering out to the Hamptons, and they were making a fortune. I don't know what telling you all this is going to cost me, but I'm tired of sitting on it and listening to your show every day, agreeing with what you say, and telling you that the supercomputers that are out there now, and when my partner would speak at the semantic conferences in San Francisco and other places, everybody out there was military. And the semantic web is just a new way of looking at the web. If you Google Tim Berners-Lee and get into some of that, you'll understand the depth of what I'm talking about. It's not voice imprint. It's using entertainment principles combined.
No, I know. No, I understand. I was bringing up voice as one part of how they can track the whole web off just your voice print and then erase everything you've ever said or done once they get this grid in place. It's just one example of the control. We're coming back in 60 seconds. I want to come back to you and give you some more time to talk about this, because my issue is this destroys free will. That's what it does.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Lab Rat, bottom line, I mean, I remember reading this over a decade ago, and now Google admits they can predict the future, Amazon, you name it, individually or mass movements. That's really Isaac Asimov's Foundation series, where he develops a future predicting system in mass movements with enough data with supercomputers, but then bad guys use it to control society. But then there's also the idiot savant type that's so charming and whatever that can actually over-algorithm that, and then that becomes a whole deal. It's a very good series of four books. I read it when I was a teenager. But the issue here is this is what they've now done, and for me, it's the end of free will, because as you said, they learn even individually what can control you. And with kids, given little kids computers and iPhones and laptops, they don't have any hope. It's the end of free will, is it not?
Alex, the only way I can say it is free will is so 20 years ago. And you're correct in reading about this technology is around now and it's being announced. What they have, I can't talk about, and no one would believe me. Not even you would believe me anyway.
I know. It's able to not to predict the future. It's able to create the future.
That's correct, and then some, and with holograms and other stuff, it gets really wild.
No, I understand. So what are you talking about, carrier waves over the computer that Amazon isn't actually predicting you're going to order, they're making you order?
That's also part of it, correct, yes. I just want to say that in the early days, post-9/11, I tried to take the government head on. I was in entertainment, and I was PO'd because of what I saw. And I watched two towers come down with my own eyes, and I watched the machine slowly grind its rusty gears and get whirring again. And I watched the PSYOPs kick in and COINTELPRO start happening. And I went around the world on tour with a show. I can't say the name of the show because it'll ID me. There was only one guy. But I got media attention everywhere. And all I can tell you is two different computers, an Apple 4G and a second-generation Apple G5 or 5G, just two separate computers with two separate addresses, turned themselves on for 2 years. Our friends used to laugh at us. Actually, it was more like 5 years. Our friends used to laugh at us and call us crazy, and they'd be over for dinner. and you'd hear the map go brum and boot itself up and phone home. So I kind of went to ground for a long time, and I just got to tell you, I'm tired of living with everything that you're talking about around me in the open. I can't tell you what I see and what I know.
No, exactly, because you're on the inside of this. You see the whole fake reality. You see humanity losing their free will. You see us being taken over, and you know, you can't get excited about a football game anymore. And then when you talk to the ignorant public that would laugh at you if you told them this knowledge, which most of it's open source and available, they would laugh at you. Because they're already that enslaved.
That's exactly right. And you've got to dig for it. But if you dig like you do and you follow the links, you go down the rabbit hole and you keep clicking the hyperlink and the hyperlink like you do until you get to the source document and you read it. Then you go to your wife and say, hey, honey, or your friend, and say, oh, my gosh, guys. And they look at you like you got six heads. They totally dismiss you. They want to play iPad games. They want to watch soap.
Yeah, they're already gone. And parents, one parent will tell the other parent, don't give the kids computers, don't give them iPhones. They don't care. They still do it. They're all gone. We're just losing them all right now, and there's nothing we can do. I use it as a tool, but it's still dominating my life, and I've just got to get rid of it. And it's just so sad.
I just want to tell your listeners, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm an ardent, I suppose fan's the wrong word.
Brother, there's a lot of stuff I don't know.
I'm a huge supporter, and I was a friend of Phil Hoffman's, and he and I used to drink together before I got my act together. And I knew him well, and Jim Gandolfini, a lot of these guys drank hard, lived hard, partied hard, and that's the way the culture masters want it. The most genius people in the world have an imbalance. Genius has to come at the expense of something else. So our brightest and our best are being burned out and used. I just saw your...
Hold on.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Bonnie Hari is our guest for the balance of the hour, interspersed with some other economic news. She is a very effective food activist. She's foodbabe.com. And she's another great example of people using their talents, their beauty, their research to go out and reach millions of people every week. And she's got a bunch of initiatives going out there to target different stores, different fast food places, you name it, and get them to go organic and to get stores to go organic. And she's having a huge, huge effect. So it's great to have the Food Babe on with us to talk about some of these initiatives and some of the big news that's taking place. Russia's looking right now at completely banning all GMO, you know, where they have pesticides that grow naturally in the crop. And by naturally, I mean they engineer it where it grows in the crop itself so bugs can't eat it, but then we can supposedly eat it. Big Pharma and Big Agra have obviously been lobbying so that we don't have labeling to know stuff like that is going on. So great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Alex.
You bet. So where do we start? I mean, tell us about your show, what you're doing, and some of the big initiatives. Or let's say you're talking to new people that aren't worried about food, don't know what's going on. Most of our audience does. But if you had 5 minutes to warn somebody about what's going on and let them understand what's happening.
Well, there's been a mass deception of the food industry. The entire reason the food industry has been able to make millions and millions and millions of dollars and make more than was ever thought possible is because they are creating food in a laboratory that makes us either addicted to it, makes us reliant upon it, or is encouraging us through marketing tactics to thinking that we need that type of food. And And the only food that we really do need is what comes naturally from the earth, that's grown by heirloom seeds, not genetically engineered in a laboratory, not made in a factory or a plant. And but we need to be eating plants. And I think the one thing that really upsets me and that really energizes a lot of people is understanding what's in ingredients. And when you look at the back of the package, and if you can't pronounce it, and if you can't even spell it, is it something that you really need to be eating? And when I tell people about, for example, an ingredient called azodicarbonamide that I just launched a petition today on foodbabe.com/subway, where this ingredient is a foamed plastic. It's used in yoga mat, in shoe soles, in synthetic leather. And it is a chemical, when you breathe it in, it causes asthmatic reaction. And this is a chemical that Subway bread is using. Subway sandwiches, all of their rolls, their deli style rolls, their 9-grain wheat bun, their oats, their honey oat, their Italian, their Monterey cheddar, all of those different ones have this chemical in it here in the United States, but not anywhere else across the globe, not in the UK, not in Europe, not in Australia, not in Singapore. Actually, if you get caught using this ingredient in Singapore, you get put in prison, you get fined $450,000 because this chemical is very dangerous to deal with. But the food manufacturers here in the United States are allowed to use this ingredient because the FDA is asleep at the wheel and the people running our food system are not everyday citizens like me and you, Alex. They are people who are out to make money, and those are the people, the big companies, the Frito-Lay, the PepsiCo, the Coca-Colas, the Subways out there are what is creating the discourse in this country. And I can't tell you, but one really thing that really energized me, and I apologize for the beeping. I'm going to turn
that's okay. Again, Vani Hari, the Food Babe, is our guest here. And again, it's come out that all the big fast food chains use the silicone fluffer in their chicken McNuggets, you name it. I mean, and this is illegal everywhere. When China was executing people over melamine 5 years ago, Associated Press ran the headline, I saw it in the Washington Post, that, well, FDA says melamine's fine for kids' kidneys. So they execute you in China for it. Here, they just wave a magic wand and say it's fine because this is being done on purpose. There's a reason we lead the world in cancer. But I mean, regardless, it's there, it's going on. No one else allows this but us.
That's correct. And, you know, and when I talk about, you know, who's running the food system in America, how it's really these corporations, you can even see the influence they're having when you look at just a week ago, where the First Lady of the United States has endorsed Subway sandwiches as safe for kids, saying it has the highest nutritional standards, something that's made with bread that is completely not even whole. It's made up all these different chemicals, including that chemical azodicarbonamide, which is very dangerous. And, you know, you have to realize that these corporations have a stronghold on our leaders who are making the decisions, who are preventing GMO labeling and preventing the elimination of these certain chemicals in our food. And they're really rising up against us in their own best interests and against our interest of being healthy and safe and clean and be able to live a really wonderful life. And I think that is what people need to realize, is that in order to eat food in this country, you really have to take control of your food back. You have to make it at home. You have to know where it comes from. You have to understand the ingredients on the label. You have to make sure it hasn't been sprayed with pesticides, that it hasn't made in a laboratory, and that, you know, it's something that you can actually trust to put in your body that has high nutrition.
And you hit the key here with your research. If you go back to the 20s when there wasn't any regulation, big pharma and, of course, big oil had all these extra derivatives of oil, distillates as they call them, that they could turn into highly addictive substances. Most poisons are actually addicting. In fact, one of the most common addictions in England, if you go back over 100 years ago, was arsenic. But it's obviously very, very toxic and naturally occurring poison. But it also has an amphetamine-type effect. And so they learn to make all these addictive chemicals that would make you hungry right away, make you also feel bad till you got more. That's addictive. And when you look at all the hundreds of ingredients, I mean, I can't find children's candy, gum, now it's yogurt. It's over 10,000 items that doesn't have aspartame. But since people know what aspartame is, now they've come out with a bunch of molecules that are almost the same, but are in some cases even worse. And it's literally in everything. It's in potato chips now. It is just invading, and it's being used for social control. And then these very same companies lobby to make sure that we can't even have it labeled that something's GMO. So this is really big pharma for 90 years has been. I mean, take the Japanese military, as you know, but listeners may not know this. The Japanese military in World War One and in the war with the Russians after that couldn't get the Japanese, who were big foodies, to eat the canned food. So they found MSG, a toxic salt, that would make them eat it and want to eat more. Just like they know that aspartame gives you diabetes and makes you fatter and makes you want to drink more. That's all admitted now. Dr. Blaylock said it 20 years ago. Now it's in the news this year and last year. So I'm sorry to be ranting. The point is, they know what they're doing. It's not an accident that they're doing this. Go ahead.
No, it's definitely not an accident. And, you know, even the dairy industry has tried to lobby the FDA to allow aspartame and hidden artificial sweeteners in milk for kids. I mean, to think that they're lobbying them for these type of things, if it wasn't for the uproar of the consumers, people like me and you who talk about these issues, then they probably could have snuck this in. So from a consumer standpoint, it's really important for all the listeners to understand that you have a choice of what you put in your body and you eat every single day. And every single time you decide to put something in your mouth, that is a decision. That is a vote. That vote is more powerful than I believe even the power of the people we elect to put in office, because that money that we spend is the money that we are going to give to either the good guys or the bad guys.
Well, I mean, I've got Cass Sunstein's book over there on the shelf and about 50 others, let's not exaggerate, more like 100, where they talk about in the last 30, 40 years, putting chemicals in food to control us. And so none of this is a secret for those of us that are informed. It's just the general public has grown up in this. And hey, your cancer is up multi-thousand percentage points. It's only increasing, folks. We need to get off the, I mean, now that I don't eat fast food, but every 5 years, I mean, I made it when I'm on the road and totally desperate, but I'll go hungry now instead of that, or go to a gas station and eat salted peanuts. I literally get ill. But people that are on it all the time aren't addicted.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, the people who think that they've been eating fast food and it's not doing anything to their body and they don't feel bad, or they're like, you know, I've been eating it for 10 years. There's nothing wrong with me. You know, my acupuncturist told me this really great analogy. He said, you know, when you have a pool of really dirty water and you put something dirty in it, you're not going to be able to identify it. You're not going to be able to see it. You're not going to be able to feel it. You're not going to be able to know it. But if you take a really clean body of water and you put something dirty in it, you recognize it right away. And that's why, Alex, you have those symptoms of feeling really bad when you eat that food, because your body hasn't adapted. You know, the body's so miraculous. You know, it adapts to all these pain receptors and everything to help it survive. And really, there's all of these, I believe, zombies out there that are just surviving on this fast food, and their body's adapting. And eventually, what happens is it starts to break down. And that's when cancer and diabetes and heart disease and all of these different ailments, autoimmune disorders, Alzheimer's disease, all these things start to happen later on in life. But, you know, we have a choice. Right now, we have a choice of whether we want to experience that or not. And if we take control of our health, we can feel amazing. We can like climb huge mountains when we're older and do the things that we were supposed to do on this earth.
Exactly. But they want to make us sick and put us on Obamacare and the death panels. We've got the Food Babe, foodbabe.com with us. Infowars.com is our site with prisonplanet.com. We're going to talk about some of the big attacks on our health that are going on right now, and then solutions. And I've got some stories I'm going to bring up as well for the Food Babe. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break.
Right, I'm the enemy.
Hari is our guest. She's the food babe. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com. You should really take it personal. You know, if you caught me in your refrigerator adding plastic emulsifiers that are linked to kidney failure and liver cancer and diabetes and pancreatic problems, just across the board, skin problems, brain tumors, the list goes on and on. The massive increases in the bladder cancer. If you caught me sprinkling that on your food, if I caught somebody in my house putting poison in my food, I would probably kill them with my bare hands. Because I'm a weirdo. I'm like an old-fashioned caveman. I catch you trying to kill me sneakily and slowly. That's how women, and women have a much lower crime rate of homicide, but when it comes to poisoning, most poisoning's by women. That's how women do it. Women sneak in, they poison you slowly with antifreeze or arsenic or whatever. And that's how the government kills us with soft kill and the big corporations. Is it's just a whole bunch of stuff they throw at us, sodium fluoride in the water, GMO, all these hundreds of chemicals, and then they sit there watching your kids. I was over at a friend's house, and I guess they thought that they had bought little orange juice bottles because it looks like it. And I said, Sunny Delight. They said, yeah, it's orange juice. And I said, no, it's not. It's got 2% orange juice. Read the bottle on the back. And it's not that I'm some even health nut. That stuff's a chemical weapon. I'd have a hangover if I drank that. I mean, I drank some in college and literally got sick from it. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and its main ingredient is corn syrup with all the deadly stuff. And then the next one is a new aspartame derivative. So kids are drinking that all over the country. It'll make you go blind. And it's insane. It's insane, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to the food babe, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. But, I mean, we need to take this personal, what they're doing to us, and realize, I mean, do you have any doubt that this is premeditated?
Well, you know, the thing is I know this specific hypocrisy where American companies are selling us one set of ingredients here and another set overseas is definitely premeditated, because you know what? When they found out about these different ingredients like GMOs or azo dicarbonamide or artificial food dyes or any of these substances that you're talking about, and they took out in other countries, these food companies had to reformulate their products. And so they knew that they had to change their product to remove this chemical because there was some health issue associated with it. Instead of doing it here in the United States, they chose to continue to make the big money by selling us the really cheap, harmful chemicals that are made a lot of times by petroleum or plastics or whatever, or made in a laboratory. And that's really not fair. So yeah, that is.
But don't plastics have the electrolytes plants crave?
I'm sorry?
Don't plastics have the electrolytes plants crave?
I don't know.
I mean, you're not going to put like water out of the toilet on the plants, are you?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is here is that there's a ton of chemicals in food, and we have an obligation to really understand what those chemicals are. And once you relate it the way you're relating it, Alex, that these things are related to kidney failure and bladder cancer and liver disease and, you know, all of these things, I think it really wakes people up, and people need to hear this message. You know, it's not an alarmist. What we're saying here isn't alarmist. This is really happening. And it happened in my own body, you know, when I was sick. And that's what woke me up. And I really want to reach people before they get on that hospital bed and almost die like I did.
Well, if folks can't see you on PrisonPlanet.tv or over InfoWars right now, you look just the image of health and vitality. And it's the same thing with Mike Adams, the health ranger. I'm sure you know of his good work.
Yeah.
You know, he said he was fat and unhealthy and had all high blood pressure, you name it. I think he said a bunch of things until he got healthy, and then he rejuvenated, and I've slowly gotten healthy again and, you know, look a lot better. I don't look that great, but I'm getting there. And it's just incredible once you totally cut all this out of your diet, what it does.
No, it's really miraculous. You know, my entire life, I had eczema all over my face, in my joints, on my legs. I had asthma. I was on like 6 to 8 prescription drugs, depending upon the season, in my 20s. And to think that I feel a gajillion times better now, 10 years later, and have no prescription drugs, absolutely nothing, not even anything out over the counter anymore. I mean, that's a testament to what food really can do to your body and completely heal you. I mean, I haven't had a bout of eczema or any asthma or anything in years because of the way I eat and because of my avoidance of these chemicals.
Incredible, but they don't want you to know that. I want to get you in the hospital, get you sick. Suck you into the Rockefeller medicine. I want to come back and talk about some of their big initiatives against us, some of your initiatives and others against them, how we get on the march against this empire. It starts by awakening.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
But Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing. So I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
That's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
President Camacho, 10-time SmackDown champion and porno superstar, and also the President of the United States. That is from Idiocracy, ladies and gentlemen. So we played that because we are joined here by the Food Babe and the great work she's doing, foodbabe.com. And she did not get my comment earlier. We were talking about how they're putting plastic in most of the breads that are at fast food that in other countries you go to prison for because it kills people long term. Well, not even long term. It can make your kidneys fail real quick. Wonder why everybody's kidneys are failing. It doesn't even drink. And she was bringing that up. So I thought I would just show from Idiocracy Mike Judge's film come true. As Mike said, you know, he thought back in 2007 when this came out that it would take 200 years to get like this and not 5 years, 6 years. Here we are, and it's like it's weird to go, yeah, it's grass-fed beef. People go, that's kind of weird. That's like saying water, fed plants or something instead of Brondo, a.k.a. Gatorade. It just shows how crazy this is. They go, well, George Washington Carver, why he spliced different forms of squash or different peanuts. That's normal. The ancients always did that. And sometimes they splice plants and it didn't go well. We're talking about insect genes, bacteria, viruses, pharmacological crops, stuff that kills bugs when they eat it. A lot of these Monsanto crops, you've got to plant a quote, refuge crop for the bugs, or it kills all the bugs that are involved, like the honeybees, and then they will eat that and not go over to the Monsanto crop. In fact, I saw a Washington Post headline 2 years ago that we made a big deal about on air because it was a big deal. It was like, farmers not following GMO planting rules and planting refuge crops for the plants and animals, and it's killing the plants and animals. It's only supposed to kill you. But it's got the electrolytes plants crave. So Ms. Hari, what's your take on that?
Well, the thing that really, really energizes me around why to avoid GMOs and why I don't choose any type of, high yield GMO cropped like corn or soy or canola, zucchini or papaya or soybean is because, of the mere fact that they're Injecting a pesticide within the seed, you know, a pesticide, a chemical, a poison inside a seed so that when a bug eats it, their stomach explodes. And I can't even imagine what happens to my stomach or what in the insides of me when I eat this.
And now we see leaky gut, Crohn's, irritable bowel, all of these disorders going straight up like a rocket. But it doesn't matter because Brando's got what plants crave, electrolytes. I ain't never seen no plant grow out of a toilet.
I haven't either.
No, I mean, how do you deal with... Look, this was obviously a conspiracy against America. We're the dumping ground for this. The public doesn't know what planet they're on. I mean, we're in trouble. So what are some of the really evil things they're doing right now as you track this daily? And then how are we countering it? What are ways to fight back against this and actually explain to them that plants do need water?
Right. So, you know, the best thing that anybody can do is really understand where their food comes from. And what they need to do is not only look at the package and the ingredients and understand what's in the package, but they also need to know where they're getting their fruits and vegetables and if they've been genetically engineered and if they have, you know, pesticides, toxic pesticides sprayed on them, synthetic chemicals. And then they need to take that back. And then they need to get really energized around the fact that every time they go buy something or eat something, that is sends a message about how this world is going to be. And then they also need to rise up like our other citizens across the globe and tell these food companies, we won't be buying this food anymore. We're going to reject your GMOs, Monsanto. We're going to reject your Coca-Cola and Pepsi. We're going to reject your Frito chips.
And by the way, the rest of the world's already pretty much rejected it. So it's not like we can't do it.
Yeah, no, we absolutely can do it. All we have to do is stop buying it. That's all we have to do. And I'll give you an empirical example. I started a petition last year against Kraft macaroni and cheese because this is a product that thousands and millions of kids across the world are eating, you know, as some of their first foods. And one of the chemicals within that was petroleum-based food dyes that have been linked to hyperactivity in children, asthma, allergies. They've been contaminated with carcinogens, things that cause cancer.
You mean the kids aren't supposed to eat oil derivatives in their food? But I mean, that's what they crave.
Yeah, they totally...
I mean,
yeah.
I go to the oil well all the time and stick a straw in and drink it. I mean, it's good. Eh?
It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, just, you know, hearing you say that, I mean, it should really be really clear to people that children, human beings, should not be eating petroleum-based dyes that have, you know, are created in this terrible fashion that they become, you know, contaminated with all of these cancer-causing additives, and not to mention totally screw with their head, you know, cause ADHD, autism, etc. All the increases.
But they got Ritalin and Adderall. The kids' brains crave to take care of that problem.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. So, you know, I started a petition against Kraft because I found out they, again, took these ingredients out overseas, but not for us here in North America. And what I tell you is that widespread campaign, the 350,000 people that signed that petition, along with all of the people who I call the Food Babe Army, who take care of themselves, but they also take care of everybody else too, because they're willing to go to Kraft's Facebook page and their Twitter account and call the headquarters and meet me at the headquarters when I deliver the petitions to show that we really care about our food and them, you know, these big major corporations cleaning up their food. But when Kraft wouldn't make the change, when they barely even let me into the headquarters, people knew that they needed to stop buying this company. So not only did they boycott Kraft mac and cheese, they started boycotting Crackle Barrel and all their other cheese products and all the other kind of crazy stuff that they sell, like Lunchables, which are basically, you know, complete poison in a box.
Oh, but wait a minute. My children were going to a private school 2 years ago until we got sent home because they're accredited, the Michelle Obama pamphlet, and she recommended Lunchables. So she's recommending Subway with the plastic emulsifier. It's so good for liver failure and kidney failure. And she's recommending Lunchables.
No.
What's wrong with that?
She can't do that.
She loves me.
Alex, let me just tell you about a story. You know, I had the chance to meet Michelle Obama in 2008. I was a delegate at the national convention. And actually, in 2012, I was so fed up with the food policies, I actually stood up in front of the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, and protested for GMO labeling.
I remember that. We should have gotten you on earlier.
for all of the citizens across the United States, because this is one of the big injustices of the world. But back in 2008, when I met her, you know, we had the opportunity to talk and really like connect on a really like small scale. It was a really small school. It was a small crowd. We really got to talk. And she actually convinced me not to go to law school. She told me whatever I was doing, that I was doing a good job and that I shouldn't take on additional loans to pay for law school. Well, what I found out is that she was actually right, because I realized I didn't have to become a lawyer to tell the truth. And so I started doing that on my blog, foodbabe.com. And I hope that, you know, possibly this message might get to her and it'll be a reason for her to reach out to me. But, you know, I think, you know, if she were to look at what she's just endorsed with Subway, these sandwiches for kids, and saying that they're healthy and that parents can feel good about giving them these ingredients, I think she really needs to realize that she's been duped along with millions of other people, and that she can have a course correction here. She has the opportunity to sign my petition to remove artificial azo dicarbonamide from Subway's bread, and then she can use her power and her influence to really clean up the food system. And I'd like to, you know, keep this invitation open for Michelle Obama to see if that, you know, if she'll reach out to me and we can talk about this issue. We can talk about how this this terrible ingredient that she's now promoting as part of her major Let's Move campaign is linked to asthma and allergies and exacerbates issues within people who are sensitive to these dyes. But, you know, they say there's certain people sensitive to all these different ingredients. I think that's bullshit. Everybody is sensitive to some degree, because we're not supposed to be eating these chemically derived ingredients that are made from plastics and other, you know, laboratory chemicals.
Well, I think it's Bravo Sierra as well. So you've talked to the Secretary of Agriculture. We actually have Obama's Secretary of Education, a clip here. The problem is he doesn't understand how bad GMO is because he was raised on it. Let's play that clip right now.
The Secretary of Defense.
Huh?
And the fun bags over there is the Attorney General.
Hi. And that's Secretary of Education.
It's kind of stupid. Police President Camacho's stepbrother still does a pretty good job, eh?
You know, I think there's been some kind of mistake, because the test I took was real, real easy. I am not the smartest guy in the world. Okay?
That's another clip from Idiocracy, where the Secretary of Education is looking down a shotgun barrel. Have you ever seen Idiocracy? Because I keep bringing that up today.
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Well, I don't own stock in it, but I am good friends with Mike Judge. And I tell you, you watch it. And it is freaky how much people are actually just like that now. But we thought we'd show Obama's Secretary of Education here on air. I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. I wanted to briefly, here before we finish up with Food Babe here today, who was really gracious to spend so much time with us, I wanted to talk about some of the other successes she's had. This is a testament to all of you out there, what you can do as well. I want to tell you about a great non-GMO, super high-quality, storable foods company that is our sponsor. And, you know, I don't just jump around in and out of bed with sponsors. I only go with the very best. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. Delicious and easy to prepare. Put together with GMO-free crops. Storable for 25 years. The system wants you dependent on them. So have a garden, but also have some storable food. Get an herb garden going. That's so important as well. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Check them out today, and we thank them for their support. Their toll-free number is 866-229-0927. Now, lastly, speaking of health, I don't take it every day, the Supermel Vitality, because it's got a whole bunch of the most pure, organic, cold-pressed, not-dried herbs known to let your body release its own hormones. There's so much estrogen and estrogen mimickers out there that it's a conspiracy against men and women. It hyperfeminizes women, makes their sexual organs age. That's one of the main reasons that, this is on record, that breast cancer and other things are up so high. Men's prostates are full of estrogens. Just serious problems. I take Supermel Vitality, developed by Dr. Group. It's the most powerful formula out there, and it's about half the cost. Leading competitor that has similar dry herbs in it. This is basically a wet herb, or, you know, it's more powerful than the leading competitor. It's like $100. Ours is $69.95. It's very expensive to put this together cold pressed. It's super concentrated. And then we have for $39.95 the 2-ounce, double the size fluoride shield. that I'm going to take right now. It's double the size. That's also 2 ounce of the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. And it's got a whole bunch of ingredients with the Nascent Iodine, like organic tamarind, zeolites, organic fulvic acid, shilajit that is just so good for detoxifying the body, that comes out of the rocks in the Himalayas, and organic cilantro, all supercharged shilajit is the proper way to say it, to absolutely just detox the body. And what it's been doing for me is simply amazing. And your purchases make the broadcast possible. So try the Fluoride Shield, try the Survival Shield, try the Super Male Vitality that women can also take. I mean, why should we put out a female version with the same ingredients? We're going to tweak it a little bit and do it just because people want it to say female vitality, fine. But it's really good for men and women, according to Dr. Group. And I've seen women take it, and let me tell you, it has some effects. It's the Super Male Vitality is, I mean, we don't sell it as an aphrodisiac, but just try it and see what happens. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Foodbabe.com. So Foodbabe, you and the Foodbabe army, you as its general, as its Valkyrie, are having a lot of victories. And again, it's so good to see you out there. What are some other victories you're having? What are some new initiatives?
Yeah, so, you know, we were able to get Kraft to start removing artificial food dyes from their food. They've started doing that towards the products marketed towards kids, but they still are yet to confirm that they're going to remove it from all their products. However, I keep seeing their products at like 50 and 75% off discount, so I have a feeling they're going to be moving those too. And then, you know, I also wrote some specific articles in regards to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is a big fast food company here in the South, and they've actually just moved over to California. And one of the ingredients that I found in there that was really disturbing was TBHQ. It's like a derivative of butane. I'm sure you've talked about it here on this show. And
butane is a bastard gas. Sorry, I'm now quoting Hank Hill. Go ahead.
And I was able to actually get them to remove that through the Food Babe Army spreading the awareness of this issue. They invited me to their headquarters, and at first it was a little bit disheartening because I didn't believe in their politics. I didn't believe in what they were selling. I still think they have some major changes to make. For example, you know, their chickens are completely from factory farms. Their MSG is one of the first ingredients in a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. So they have a long way to go, but at least we got them to remove TBHQ and some artificial food dyes. Another less aware win that I have that I personally really enjoyed being a part of was when I realized that Chipotle about a year and a half ago wouldn't release their ingredients online. They wouldn't even tell us what was in their food. When you call the headquarters, they wouldn't tell you what was in their burritos. And the reason why they didn't want to tell you back then is because they wanted to keep their ingredients hidden from you, and because they were using a large amount of GMOs. And to have the marketing that said food with integrity, they really needed to abide by that. So their way to hide that from you was secrecy. So I called them out about that. And there was actually a petition started on my behalf. And Chipotle ended up reaching out to me, the communications director. And I let him know that, you know, I would help him get the ingredients online, and that it was their, if they're going to abide by their marketing food with integrity, we need to know what's integrous.
Well, yeah, it's like Whole Foods saying, you know, everything's natural, no additives. And then they got GMO. We have to vote with our dollars, keep them honest. And it shows that we, the people, have the power, that every time we take action, we have victory. The problem is most people just sit there on their hind ends, you know, waiting to die of diabetes. We'll be right back. Some of the stories up on InfoWars.com here in the Orwellian crazy land that is North America. Colorado high school to students, no celebrating or honoring America, and don't wear American flags in California, it's racist. That's being reported in mainstream news. Female drivers could be charged with terrorism under Saudi law. Suicide rates will skyrocket due to Obamacare, a Kit Daniels new article. Cops SWAT innocent family, destroy home security cameras, cover up evidence. Representative Rogers has a limit on drone kills, puts America at risk. Super Bowl MVP wears bizarre Illuminati eye during press conference. Soros and corporate group predict terrorism at Winter Olympics. They should know, they're helping finance some of the groups trying to destabilize Europe right now with their revolutions. Harvard economist fears starting bank run on Bank of America by withdrawing $1 million. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can see some of our top stories the last 2 days on the right-hand side, and the most popular. Students signed petition to have gun owners executed in concentration camps. That's out in California. No joke. Black thugs beat up white hippies as they beg and admit they're trendy, but it isn't good enough. Police fail to stop violent attack just outside police station. That's part of the same story. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. 3,500 comments on the petition article. Let's go back for closing comments. I want to invite you back as things break and as things go on. What are you looking at on your radar screen right now? And what are some of the brief success stories versus some of the negative setbacks we're seeing here in the U.S. that's a dumping ground for all these toxic chemicals and GMO?
Well, one of the things that I've realized is that once the consumer wakes up and then they make their voice heard by either going to the company's Facebook page or signing petitions, things really work. One recent example is Cheerios removing GMOs. And I was part of the organization GMO Inside and part of the steering committee that allowed for that change, and actually was in the room when we decided to use Cheerios as a target, because it was a way to really educate the public first about GMOs and secondly, educate the public about a cereal that's incredibly popular that almost every little kid has had in their lifetime. And these really popular products are really good targets because they really, everyone can kind of relate to them. And so Cheerios taking that step to remove GMOs after, you know, a very short campaign, under a year campaign to eliminate this ingredient is kind of a really big deal. And I think other, you know, major cereal manufacturers, et cetera, are going to be making these changes. You've already seen Post do this with Grape Nuts, and I think other cereals are going to do it. Now, one of the things that's really hard-hitting is going after dairy. Dairy cows that are eating these genetically engineered ingredients, because who's eating the most GMOs out of anybody in the world? It's the animals. It's the cows. It's the chickens. It's the pigs. So if you can really target a company, like, for example, Chobani. Chobani is a company that has all natural lecithin all over their label, but they are getting their milk from GMO-fed cattle. And that when the GMOs are fed to the cattle, they get sick. And then when we eat that and we consume that milk, especially the fatty things like the full fat yogurt or the butter or the
that's
cream.
That's all transferred out of the fat because it bioaccumulates. And just look at how ketchup in the last year has switched over to saying with real sugar and non-GMO. And we're displacing them. So we're not getting rid of the dairy farmers. We're creating a market so they can sell good milk that's good for the cows. And it's just a win-win-win voting with our dollars.
Totally. And, you know, we protect the cows, we protect the environment, we protect ourselves. So I think, you know, Chobani really has, you know, they got booted out of Whole Foods because of this. And it would be really great for them to make this change. And I think they're on the verge. We'll see what happens. But I think what I'm focusing on now, I just launched this. I'm talking two.
Hold on, we got to do Overdrive then. Some stations carry it. Infowars.com/show. We'll be back in 60 seconds to let you talk about your new focus straight ahead. Infowars.com/show to find the free feeds, or PrisonPlanet.tv. All the radio stations. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, the best part about this broadcast, and I apologize to all the callers I haven't gotten to. If you call back in tomorrow, I'll put you at the front of the line. Thomas, Shane, Kim, Marion, Fred, God bless you. I don't take it for granted. We just got behind, haven't gotten to you. So we go ahead and let those callers go. The best part about getting to do this show is to talk to people like Vani Hari, the food babe, because it's all these incredible people across the political spectrum worldwide that are changing the world for the better and showing the power of the individual. And so we've got 4 minutes left now in the segment. Go ahead and talk about your new initiative and what you're most excited about. Go ahead.
Yeah, today, this morning, I just launched, actually at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, a new petition to hold Subway accountable for their hypocrisy and double standards and their exploitation of North Americans. They're using an ingredient called called azodicarbonamide. It's the same thing in plastic, foamed plastic, yoga mats, shoe soles, your synthetic leather. And this is an ingredient they're using in every single one of their Subway rolls here in America, but not overseas, not in the UK, not in Europe, not in Australia, because they've all deemed this ingredient to be linked to asthma, allergies. It causes lung issues. When a big truck carrying this chemical overturned in 2001 in Chicago, everybody within a half mile radius had to be evacuated because they were getting like burning eyes and things like that from this chemical. And this is in their bread, and they call this eating fresh. And I felt like with the wake of Michelle Obama's endorsement of Subway saying it's healthy for kids to eat there, that they meet the highest nutritional standard, I had to share the truth in a really big way on the blog. And so I created a video. I started my own petition site, foodbabe.com/Subway is how you can find it, foodbabe.com/Subway. And you can also find all the movement on #NoWaySubway. And I'd like the whole entire listening area to please sign the petition, join me.
And absolutely. We'll put out a tweet saying, get the deadly plastic out of your bread, Subway, and then the hashtag. That is so key.
Thank you so much. Yeah, get this deadly chemical out of your bread at Subway is their Twitter handle. And then you can do #NoWaySubway and then put a link to the petition, foodbabe.com/Subway.
This is so scary, though. You're taking action and actually getting them to do things. It's scary.
Yeah, within just a few hours, we have over 11,000 signatures. So this is something that has really energized people. This is the fastest I've seen any food petition move in one day. I really think we have the opportunity to hold Subway accountable here, especially before they start advertising like crazy for the Olympics and having all of these Olympic stars push their food, which, you know, is linked to lung issues. It doesn't make a lot of sense for athletes to really, side with a sandwich.
And by the way, earlier in the hour, you were pointing out this is banned all over the world, this chemical, so the bread stays fresh. Yeah, it's plastic. I mean, that is simply amazing. Just like when the FDA said melamine was okay for our kids in the baby formula, the Chinese government executed people. Why is America, in closing, in your view, such a dumping ground for everything that's illegal everywhere else, and then we have the highest cancer rates and wonder why?
It's because the food corporations are running our food supply, not the government, not us.
So we have to vote with our dollars and our action, and we have to basically force them out, and that's starting to happen.
Yes.
Right. And you got Kraft to take the garbage out. You've Cheerios is taking the garbage out. I mean, there's so much happening thanks to you and other consumers.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to meet you and to talk to all of your listeners.
Oh, I want to get monthly updates with the Food Babe, foodbabe.com. Thank you so much, Ms. Hari. Again, I'm Alex Jones signing off for this transmission. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the construction of the prison planet with the spirit of 1776.